Hello, I'm Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries. Today, our subject of focus is the exegeting, as we know the word exegete here in our class to mean ex out of, and hegeistai, which means to guide, so to guide out of a type of ignorance, such as the word education, a out of ducare, darkness or imprisonment or something that binds you down. We're pulling ourselves out of darkness and into light. But we are exegeting J.R. Tolkien's work, The Silmarillion, and his reconstruction slash synthesis of Lucifer's Fall through a philological and musical approach. Today, we look at the introduction chapter called the Einarlandale, the War of the Music of the Ainur. We'll begin. There was Eru, the One. Now, Eru, spelled E-R-U by Dr. Tolkien, has many philological branches. The first being that Elah is Arabic, or Allah, for the word God. We do find the word El, an older word meaning God as well, with the ancient Semites, namely that of the Hebrews. We also find in the oldest text of Sumeria the word Ea, which is the verb that causes. As well as the Hebrew and the Arabic, it does mean the verb that causes and that be, if you will, the infinite word of being. We yet find an older word from the Georgian language, its parent, called Kartvelian. Kartvelian language is parentless. We do find in Kartvelian fragments of Chinese, Tocharian, Proto-Indo-European, Shemitic or Semitic languages. This earliest of language without a parent, again called the Kartvelian, as a reconstructed language using Megrelian, Laz, Sfan, and a few other Georgian-based languages, we do see that the root word AR is the formulation for the to-be word or verb, to be. The R is a hard rotex versus the L in, say, Allah or El. Also, the Ea in Sumerian, the Ya forms its rotex to be of the parentage of the Kartvelian Ra. As we see in the definition, to be, AR, in Kartvelian, also can be used to say that I am, as God told Moses, I am that I am. Well, today we are going to sum up the brief treatment of the first few words in the Silmarillion of J.R. Tolkien's work. We shall return to this. I hope this was some food for thought. Thank you very much. Once again, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries.